good Wednesday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice Program, our show brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. 8:33, getting a late start this morning. I'm your host, Colin Worthington. Holly Presnell unable to make it this morning, so we're going to step in for her. Wish her best of luck with what she has to take care of this morning. Our guest, her name is Katie Norton. She represents a Facebook group called Carrollton Rocks Kindness, and we're going to talk all about that this morning. The Facebook group looks like right now started in February of this year, and as of right now, close to 900 members, and including a brand new member, Luke Lukert, who just signed up this morning. But we'll talk about exactly what this is. Our guest is Katie Norton. Good morning, and I'm going to make you get closer to that microphone. All right. Tell us exactly, what is Carrollton Rocks Kindness?
It's a group that my friend Missy Combs and I started. It's basically everyone paints rocks, hides rocks, and hunts rocks. You can paint a message on a rock or an image on a rock and hide it for someone to find. That's pretty much it.
And you guys are from Carrollton, Carroll County, so this is something that's ongoing in the area. And I was telling you before the show, I thought Luke had done a story maybe a couple months ago, one of our reporters. I thought he had done a similar story on a group that was doing something with the painted rocks. So I'm getting the idea that this is like a cultural phenomenon that's going on right now where people are painting and hiding rocks. Is that, I mean, had you been aware of this going on before you started this up?
Yes, it's national. I mean, all kinds of states and everything's involved, and there's tons of groups out there.
And initially, I was, you talk about painted rocks, I was picturing little, little watercolors with little yellow dots on them or, things like that, or just painting a number with a brush or something. But these are some pretty well-done rocks, to say the least. A lot of people participating, making a big effort in it. What's the motivation behind it? What's the purpose in participating in this?
Just pretty much spreading kindness, leaving positive messages for people to find, maybe somebody who's down and needs lifting. Maybe they'll find it at the right time. Just spread kindness. And
about you, why did you get involved? I guess, what was the instance where all of a sudden you said, this seems like a cool thing to participate?
So me and my husband were walking, and I found a painted rock. It was that Psy character, Duck Dynasty. And so I seen that one, and I was like, oh, my goodness, this is so neat. And I looked on the back. There wasn't nothing wrote on the back. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go look this up and see what this is about. And I love art. So I was like, okay, this is something I'm going to do. I got to go get some rocks, some paint, and get started hiding for others to find, because it just made my day.
So did you know that there was the game going on then when you found it?
I was lost. I had no idea. But this was probably like 5 years ago or so. When I found it.
And how did you get the information? Did you just Google, say, I found this rock,
I was
and
like,
somebody painted it, and it's...
Yeah, I'm like, I've got to find out what this is about. So I went home and started, Googling, painted rocks and Carrollton, and it just started pulling up painted rocks, and I'm like, okay, well, I've got to get involved in this.
All right, and this is the only place... where did you find that one? That one rock, where did you
find
it?
It was at Hobbs Farm, the Greenbelt Trailhead.
Yeah, and you guys, now, what's your association now with Hobbs Farm as far as your group? Is that where you and I talked a little
Hobbs
bit about
Farm
it?
Hobbs Farm is pretty much the most popular place to find painted rocks. Mm-hmm. If you want to go out with your family, that's probably where you're going to find a painted rock. But we have a rock garden at Hobbs Farm. We also have a rock garden at Target, beside Target at the Greenbelt entrance. But
And as far as a rock garden is, I'm just picturing maybe a dugout hole or maybe just a cleared piece of land.
Yeah, it's just like a little cleared spot. We put a lot of motivational, inspirational quoted rocks in there for people. Like when they walk by, it's real colorful. We've got windmills in it and all kinds of different colors. And actually, at Hobbs Farm, the members, we paint stepping stones, and everybody personalizes their own little stepping stone and places it in the rock garden. And so,
well, your Facebook group is called Carrollton Rocks Kindness. Mm-hmm. So if people wanted to check that out on Facebook and possibly join and maybe learn more about the group, You talked about benefiting cancer survivors, inspiration for cancer survivors. How does this do that for them?
Yes. So a lot of our members, including myself, we paint rocks with inspirational quotes and for cancer patients, and we donate them to the Carrollton Cancer Place to...
Local. Is it someplace in Tanner? Is it Tanner Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. That's good because they're one of the sponsors of our program. So it's good we get to shout that out for them. Do you do events? Are there group gatherings where people get together once a month? Are there meetings? Are there actually planned events?
Yes. So we're partnered with the Carrollton Library.
Neva Lomason Memorial.
Yes. And so we have an event coming up this Friday. At the Tracy Stalling Community Center, because they're renovating the library.
Right.
So, and that's going to be from 2 to 4. I think there's a limited amount of people that can join that. So you'll need to go on there and register on their little site. But they also provide an adult and a child prize rock once a month. So I will have those. And if you're on the group, I will post clues to where to find them. If you find them, take them to the Tracy Stalling Center to claim the prize. Mm-hmm. And also we have a rock painting event coming up at the Lakeshore Park Pavilion area. It's for everyone. It's going to be July the 27th from 12 to 3 p.m.
Is that a Friday? I'm trying to think. Today's
it's going
to
be on a Saturday.
Who do you see participating in this? Are we seeing youth and adults?
Yes, children, adults. It's for everyone.
And how about your group right now? If I say you have 800 people on the 872 members right now, do we see the majority of those younger kids or adults?
It's about even.
Like maybe your
adults.
Daughter's age, is she participating? Is it hard to get the kids into it a little bit?
It's harder to get my kids into it, but a lot of kids love it. Like you say, a lot of kids, there's this one woman, she has, I think, 5 or 6 kids, and they paint buckets full, and they'll just go out, once a week or so and just hide them everywhere. And it's probably, parents and children getting out, just spending time together, hunting, being involved.
Yeah, it would be an activity. You could do a couple hours looking for that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to guess all art skill levels, too. The ones you brought in today, unfortunately, we're not on Facebook Live this morning. I know you wanted to be on Facebook Live, too. But it's unfortunate that we can't show off these rocks. But, the ones you brought in this morning, mm-hmm. Are really nice. But I guess all skill set levels. If I went out there, I really would just be dunking the rock in some paint and going high.
Yes, it's all levels. Any kind of rocks, polka dot rocks, stripes, whatever.
And they all have clues? Are people stumbling across upon these rocks out there? Are they, are all of them searching for them? Are there clues online?
The really good painted ones, sometimes we had those a little harder. So you might have to have a clue, or you might have to look behind a tree or really be looking for them. Or some of them has we'll post the clues. But most of the time when you walk, you'll see them out everywhere.
How many rocks you think are out there right now that are part of your group? I think there's another group out there as well, and at least one more, but how many rocks from your group you think are out there in Carrollton or in Carroll County?
I really don't have any idea. One day you'll go walk and you won't find any rocks, and then another day you go walk and you'll find 50. So it really just depends on who's hiding, and because a lot of times people will get them, and if they really love them, and take them home and replace them with one that they paint.
Now, is that one of the rules? You encourage.
That's
people
something
to,
we
to
encourage
them.
People to do. Yeah. If you don't paint, you don't have supplies, then don't worry about it. It's not a big deal because it's about kindness. But if you do get them and you can paint to replace, that would be nice too.
Well, Katie Norton, our guest this morning on the WLBB Community Voice Program, News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Our show brought to you by Oak Mountain Academy and Tanner Health System. She's part of the Facebook group Carrollton Rocks Kindness, and we'll take a break here and come back and talk a little bit more about this after this break. Community Voice here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
A well-rounded education includes much more than just academics. At Oak Mountain Academy, we encourage our students to find their niche in any of our 42 co-curricular opportunities. Over the past 5 years, we have brought home 5 state and 20 regional athletic titles. Our one-act play and literary teams continuously compete at the region and state level, and our academic teams bring home first place more than not. We are warriors creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at tanner.org. Or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice Program. Our show brought to you by Tanner Health System, Oak Mountain Academy, here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Also streaming live on newstalk1330.com. Audio only this morning. And when the show is complete, it'll be posted on our website again, newstalk1330.com. I'm your host, Colin Worthington. Unfortunately, Holly wasn't able to make it in this morning. We do wish her the best and hope to see her back here soon. So if you're expecting to hear her this morning, that's why you're stuck with me. Again, 845. Speaking with Katie Norton, she is with Carrollton Rocks Kindness. It's a Facebook page. You can check it out and get some good information on this group. Been active for about 5 months, and it has to do with what, you know, what I'm perceiving to be at least a statewide, if not national, cultural phenomenon, painting rocks and hiding them. And it's amazing to see how many people are participating in this and, you know, not just blowing it off. You know, we're talking, it's for you, it's been a good thing to be, get yourself active as well.
Yes.
And how did that, do you want to tell that story about the, how it's affected you as far as being
yes.
active?
So when I first started, when I first found the rocks, I was like about 270 pounds. So it got me motivated to like want to get out hunting. And so I would get out and go, and I ended up losing about 70, 75 pounds just getting out, walking, and hunting for the rocks. So,
And is it, yeah, do you have similar stories in your group? I mean, are other people finding that, or maybe they were inspired by your personal story and said, well, maybe that's
yes,
the reason you get
there's
involved.
Actually been, I actually done a challenge on the group. For the weight loss, so I painted one rock for every pound that I lost, and so then I would add them out for other people to find. It would be like motivational, like you've got this, or you know, and then so I ended up painting like over 70 rocks for each pound that I had lost, and it just, yeah, other people, they're already on there like, you know, I've got to do this. And so
that's very good, very good story. The you know, you brought in about 15 rocks here, 12 rocks, really artistic work on these rocks. And we did talk about, you don't have to be a super artist to do these, but yeah, maybe talk about some of those rocks and describe what you have here and maybe who put those together.
Okay, so I brought a couple in by Dan Parks. He's a really great artist on the group, a really nice guy, really caring person. He does a lot of details into his rocks. Everybody wants a Dan Park rock. If you're on the group, everybody knows Dan. So, and then there's one here from Annette Money. It's a Flintstone rock. She's painted quite a few. She does the characters. She's really good at what she does. And then Angie Lambert, she does really good artwork. I really love her style of art. And her friend Tabitha Wade, she's really good. Bella Jones, she's a really good artist. Danielle Peters, my husband, Andrew Norton. There's just so many, like, I can't even begin
and
to.
Andrew did the Popeye one.
Yes.
Yeah, and again, I mean, really good work. And if you're just picturing a rock at home, that's kind of what I was picturing when we first started talking about it. It's just going to be a rock and it's painted, but some of these rocks have been added onto. I guess, I'm guessing these are other rocks added onto them because these rocks didn't come out of the box or come out of the shop.
Yeah, those
like
are
that,
glued
right?
together.
Yeah, they one ended up being a turtle because it had other rocks attached to it.
Yes, and then the little rock concert with the little rocks glued. And then there's actually one with beadwork that's on it. I can't think of the woman's name that done that one, but...
Yeah, that's another option. Yeah, if you choose not to paint, you're mm-hmm. putting beads on it. Yeah, the rock concert one, though, yeah, I mean, I love that. I can't take my eyes off of that one, but just a normal rock, and looks like it has maybe 10 other rocks on it. They're individually colored, and they all have eyes, and it says mm-hmm. rock concert, which is pretty. Any of these, any rocks that you found that you've been tempted to keep? You know,
yeah, these are all actually mine.
Isn't that fair? Can you do that? Is that breaking the rules if you're not putting those
out
there?
Well, you know, I paint bucketfuls and mm-hmm. hide them, so I keep a few.
Well, and I would expect, I mean, if somebody found that one out there, I think they would, you know, typically you can't blame me for wanting to hang on to that one, either the rock concert one or
well,
any
I actually
of
done that
brought.
One,
you
but
did that
I've
one.
Been meaning to hide it, but I just can't break loose right this
well,
second.
Tell us, yeah, tell us where you put that one, and we'll go look for that one. Also, a couple of, you know, we talked about that there's a couple of cultural icons here, like Popeye and the Flintstones, but also this Flat Stanley, tribute to Flat Stanley. Talk about that. That's typically like a cardboard piece of paper, right, that
pops yes. up. Usually, like, he's mailed in the mail and all that, but we've done our own little twist on it. So it's he's Flat Stanley. If you find him, you take him on like a one-day adventure, longer if you want, and then write a little story about your adventure together, maybe take some pictures with him and just, like, share your story.
And you're sharing your story and pictures on your Facebook page.
Yes.
Yeah, again, which is Carrollton Rocks Kindness. Katie Norton is our guest this morning. And you had a story with, there's a rock with Carmen Sandiego. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah, so we just started that one as well. So my friend, her husband's a truck driver. I'm going to pass it off to her, and he's going to take it when he goes. We're not going to know where. The group's going to have to guess, like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego. So.
And I'm guessing where in the world is pretty much going to be Carrollton or Carroll County, right? Is that safe? Or are you really going to take places where we're going
to
recognize
it
elsewhere?
I'm giving it to my friend. Yeah. Her husband's a truck driver, so she's going to go out of state.
Okay. So and hopefully they're like iconic places that they'll recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Right, or they'll guess. Locally, where are some of the most fun places for you to go hide and look for rocks?
Mm-hmm.
For you personally, yeah, locally from Carrollton or Carroll County?
Hobbs Farm mm-hmm. is the most popular. That's where you're going to find the most rocks. Hayes Mill, Loris Park, behind Target. We actually have the rock garden over there, so that little area right there. Outside of stores, businesses, just pretty much anywhere. Walking trails, like the Tanner Hospital walking trail, mm-hmm. that's a pretty popular spot too.
What kind of investment would the average person who participates in this? I mean, you probably might invest a little bit more money than the average person.
It's really not that expensive to do. You could probably buy the rocks and paint and everything for probably like a little over $20 for
all
supplies.
A month at a time, yeah. And the rock, I mean, is there a special name for these rocks? I mean, and where are you getting them? Get them at Home Depot? Or?
Yeah, so usually I'd get them at Sand and Stone in Carrollton. It's $5 for a 5-gallon bucket. You bring your own bucket, hand pick your own rocks. There's also Everything Outdoors in Carrollton where you can get them. And also Home Depot sells them by the bagful. So it's about $11 for a bagful, but they're pretty smooth rocks.
Well, Katie Norton is our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. She's with the Carrollton Rocks Kindness Facebook page. We're going to take our final break and maybe talk about, revisit discussion about the groups you can come participate in, because there's active groups where you're painting together. I thought there's events like at the Stallings
yes.
Center and things like that.
Yes.
Well, we'll talk about any kind of events that you guys have. We'll come back with about 2 or 3 minutes left in our program. 8:52 right now, Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3.
We're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our daily schedule includes convocation, prayer, and the Pledge of Allegiance. By doing so, we build a family-like community where all students grow and flourish and personal faith is encouraged. Through community service and a historical approach to biblical study, our students are taught the value of the warrior way, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice Program. News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. The show is sponsored by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. We've got about 2 minutes left in our program. We're discussing Carrollton Rocks Kindness. It's a Facebook page. Check it out online. Katie Norton is our guest. One more time before we head out, give me the background of the group, how this all got started, and what the purpose is. What's behind it all?
Group that we started where everyone paints rocks, hides rocks, hunts rocks, pretty much just to spread kindness. Basically, one message at just the right moment can change someone's entire day, outlook on life, even their entire life.
And good participation. 872 people right now on your Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And you're posting things every day talking about rocks. And again, the special messages, looking at the rocks you brought right now, I'm looking at the cultural icons, and I think that's great. But it's also nice that you're putting these messages on for people to find as well. Any events that you have coming up?
So the Carrollton Library is doing an event this Friday, July the 12th, from 2 to 4 p.m. It's going to be at the Tracy Stalin Community Center. This limited space, so make sure you go on and join on there before you come.
On the Facebook page,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They also do an adult and a child prize rock once a month that'll be hidden with clues. If you find it, take it in to claim your prize. Also, the Carrollton Rocks Kindness Group is going to do a rock painting event Saturday, July the 27th from 12 to 3 at the Lakeshore Park Pavilion area. Everyone's welcome to come.
Well, Katie Norton, thank you for coming out this morning. It was good to meet you and learn about this. Again, the Facebook page is Carrollton Rocks Kindness, so check that out on Facebook and learn more about the group. And thank you for listening to this morning's Community Voice program, our show brought to you by Tanner Health System here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. If you see Holly Presnell out there today, pat her on the back and wish her the best. And we'll be back tomorrow morning at 8:30 with more Community Voice here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3.